When you walk into a room full of people you don't know, you may pull out your phone and avoid eye contact. But if you're at a contra dance, you might as well smile, because the odds are good that you'll have do-si-do'd with most of the room by the night's end. Contra is a traditional community dance. It's social and involves lots of different formations with big groups and different partners. Its modern followers see it as an antidote for an increasingly isolated world. It's my first contra dance, and I don't know quite what to expect as I walk into the barn at Rock Bottom Ranch.
Okay, folks, we'd like to get the dance started. We would like to start with a really, really easy dance.
A contra dance needs a caller. They teach the steps and then call out different formations during a song. Tonight, it's Chris Kermier standing at the mic. He bears more than a passing resemblance to Mark Twain. He's starting the crowd off slow.
So please find a partner, make one big circle around the room.
Kermier's directions are lost as people search for a partner. I feel the same kind of panic and excitement as middle school when the teacher told the class to pair up. Eventually, the crowd of 50 or so is all standing in a circle, looking expectantly at Kermier. He tells us that he'll start with a dance called an Appalachian Big Circle.
Okay, if you're a gentleman dancing with a young lady, put her on your right-hand side.
Kermier is very patient.
So the only other thing you need to know for this first dance is you have to need to know how to follow the leader. Does everybody know how to do that?
Kermier follow demonstrates how to promenade. Us newbies link arms with strangers and laugh nervously as the experienced dancers whoop and strut. And then the music starts.
That's the other last one.
I'm just trying to keep up as partners stomp and skip and move up and back in different formations.
Oh, now this way.
But even when I go left, when I'm supposed to go right, other dancers cheer me on.
Bet in a thousand. You're doing great.
Carrington Brown, in attendance this evening, says these dances are all about community.
It's the kind of dance where you go and you don't know anybody, and the next thing you know, someone's passing their baby around so they can go dance.
Community dances have deep roots in many rural towns. Don Payne is the fiddler in the Wooden Nickel String Band. They're playing the music tonight. He says old-time dances like this one have a long history in the Roaring Cork Valley.
We've seen photographs taken from the early 1900s in Glenwood Springs of acoustic string bands, also with other instruments involved. And so I think there's always been a tradition of traditional music in the valley here.
For such an old form of entertainment, the crowd here tonight seems pretty young. I talk with Sarah Johnson and Brandon Jones. They're millennials and big fans of contra dancing. Jones waves away the squeamishness that people might feel about partner dancing with strangers.
So many other countries in the world love partner dancing and aren't weird about it.
Johnson says she'll take a contra dance over a dating app anytime.
A lot of times we, especially single people, are looking to meet people, and seems that one of the only ways you can do that is go to the bars or things like that, and it doesn't feel very genuine. Whereas when you go to a contra dance, you actually dance with everybody.
Johnson says a lot of people, younger and older, find contra dancing is the answer if you're looking to burst your personal bubble.
You're forced to like touch, hold hands with people and actually be human with each other, and I think that that's an really special opportunity that we don't have in our community or in our culture very often.
The Wooden Nickel String Band strikes up another song. Kermier tells everyone to switch partners and form two lines.
Top two couples, right hand star, turn your star. Other way back.
I have to say, I'm not nervous anymore. People are laughing too hard to worry about holding hands with a stranger or missing a step or two. Kristen Kay, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.